Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dane Brugler's mock draft.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? What do you think about this?
What do you think about this horse?
And we're off the rails again.
The Brugler beef.
It's still off the rails.
It still exists.
I still don't know. It's funny. I think if you asked us after this weekend and you said, are you trading up for Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore? I think you're going to get one answer. And I think you've asked us after the first round of the playoffs, I think there's a decent chance that just one game changes that answer for 90% of people listening.
I think most people are going to watch Mendoza, if not for the first time, the second or third time, as an Ohio State fan this weekend. I think like if he looks awesome in this game on Saturday, I think we're going to have a lot of phone calls on Monday about being like, this is the guy. Go out and get him. That's just how this works.
I think the problem is, and you know, we highlighted the high ceiling of Dante Moore versus kind of the relatively lower ceiling for Fernando, but higher, like considerably higher floor. Like these guys don't exist in the NFL, but I would say give me a safer quarterback pick this year. It would be Fernando because of his skill set and because of just the experience that he has. I think lost in the whole Dane Brugler conversation. If you guys are just joining us, or if I didn't bail correctly out of that last conversation and give you the proper details, Dane Brugler's first mock draft of the year has the Browns trading up to one with the Titans, giving up the Jacksonville first as well, and giving up a day two pick next year. There is a part of me that as badly as the Browns need a quarterback, on offense, you just, between wide receiver, left tackle, left guard, potentially center, right guard, right tackle, there's just so many spots on this offense that a 3-for-1, three picks over the next 2 years, it does feel like you're still going to end up shortchanging whatever quarterback you trade up to take.
I just feel like if you really do love these guys, then you have to make that move. It's just whether or not you really love them or not. Like you can't convince yourself that Mendoza's the guy. You have to really love him. And if that's the price, that's the price. Same thing with Dante Moore. Like if this is the gamble you want to take, okay, fine. And I get it. I'm coming from a place of I'm tired of watching this team tell us they're assembling everything else but the quarterback and then trying to make it all work. I'm just a little tired of that. Because if you don't do that, if you go through the wide receiver and offensive line route and like you're great, you're set up Shador better or Dylan or Deshaun, whoever it ends up being next year, but you're not going to be in any sort of real competition next season.
I think my concern is you can kind of already see it coming out. The narrative is going to be there that most teams should just wait till 2027. And there's an element of, are you taking a quarterback? For instance, are you taking a quarterback in 2019 when 2020 and 2021 end up being the years?
Yeah, what we're doing is the same convo we had last year.
Yeah.
That's going to be the same convo we have. It's it's not that people didn't like Cam Ward and Shador. People like Cam Ward and Shador. They didn't like him the same way they liked Joe Burrow, though. You know, it was a different conversation for that draft. It's a different conversation for even the previous draft for that that was Drake May and Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. So, like, that's what you got to make peace with as of right now.
But I think that's the struggle. Like, I'm going to give a for instance of a quarterback that I didn't like coming out. I actually see the value in Dante Moore, and I can actually find myself to see the value in Arch Manning if he comes out, even though it's not thought that he's going to come out, and Ty Simpson, and certainly Fernando Mendoza. Taking Daniel Jones with a sixth pick overall in 2019 looks bad enough if you're the Giants. Now imagine they had traded two additional top 40 picks to get Daniel Jones and then watch that guy waste 4 years of your your team.
Right, and it would be very Browns to have a, like, hey, let's go through this semi-rebuild, whatever you want to call it, for 2 seasons, and in the 2 seasons that you give yourself a window to take a quarterback, you have the 2 classes that are sandwiched in between what is turning out to be, again, the 3 quarterbacks I had mentioned previously, an all-time great draft, and what then everyone now tells us next year could potentially be such a same thing as well. Like, that is just our Browns dumb luck if I've ever heard it.
Well, and here's the thing. A lot of these conversations are a touch early. That's why...
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily freaking out a little bit, but like when I saw Dane Brugler has you trading up, I immediately was like, oh, so we're going to take a quarterback that might end up being a good, not great quarterback, and then he's going to have one less tool to work with because you don't have that Jacksonville first. Like I kind of felt this way about last year. Like if Cam Ward had fallen to you at 2, I would have taken Cam Ward. I would have loved it because I certainly thought the trade down was a brilliant choice there. You know me, I liked Abdul Carter. I liked Will Campbell. I liked but didn't love Travis Hunter, mostly because of the branding stuff, but he's a unicorn. But if Cam Ward had fallen to you, I would have taken him because you need a quarterback and it makes sense. I kind of feel like this is that same draft. I kind of feel like this is the same draft right. Of if the right guy falls to you, it's the Bo Nix of it. Maybe I'm a little too drunk on the idea of like Bo Nix was quarterback number 5 in that class, and the right quarterback fell to the right team, and you allowed yourself not to overthink it in one way or another, right? I kind of feel like that maybe is where you should be this year.
So the advantage of having a new head coach, though, if you do have one, is that he can have the year to not – he doesn't have to – first off, you don't have to force a quarterback at all, and you can have the year to just kind of wait until 2027 and then just kind of see it all through.
Yeah,
I don't know that Stefanski and Barry can do the same thing.
Can the Browns trade down out of a high pick 2 straight years? Because that, I mean, if you get to it and it's
well,
like...
Well, so is there that much of a... would you be that opposed to the idea, if you could basically copy and paste the draft that they just did and just pull it off, you'd look at it and be like, wow, Barry in back-to-back years has hit on 5 different rookies in each class?
And this next class, it was a left tackle and a wide receiver that you got. And then, listen, I don't want to commit myself to anything or put myself on record on anything. But I also, I'm looking ahead, and there's not as... I'm excited. I am. And I'm intrigued by Mendoza. I'm intrigued by Moore. And I think there's a chance I'm more likely to fall in love with either of those guys than I was whoever the second-best quarterback last year was going to be. But I'm looking ahead, and the warning signs are there. And I can't lie that the first thought I had when Brugler had his thing was, I don't know that I'd trade up for either one of these quarterbacks.
I think if you love the quarterback, I think you do. But
teams lie about that all the time.
Well, I know. That's why they have to be truthful with their own evaluation and their own everything. Like, but I don't trust this regime enough to get it right anyway. That's the other part of this problem. They could tell me they really love somebody, and I would tell them, okay, great. I don't trust you to develop this guy, and also I don't trust you to even look at this guy and say you think you can get this guy to where he needs to be.
Dane Brugler has the Browns trading up in his first mock draft for Fernando Mendoza. Fernando, is this the year to trade up? A little early draft talk there in case you missed it in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.